This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. John, what's happening in the grains?
We're seeing some good selling pressure, unfortunately, today in the grain markets. Maybe we've kind of topped this rally out. We'll see how the day closes, though. That's at least what I think is going to be a very key here as we get into the end of the week here this week. You know, we've had a really good move in corn, soybeans, and wheat. It's a significant move, especially with a heavier supply picture being forecast out there for corn and soybeans. So, like I said, maybe a window now that producers are pulling some triggers, getting some corn moved, soybeans moved here, you know, before fall harvest. So, like I said, it's going to be a major limiting factor to any rallies that we have. We're currently corn futures trading about that 410 window, which December corn, that's a pretty big swing point on the charts. This is an area that could probably hold us. It's a trend line that goes all the way back until the March 23 lows and comes through this area that we've either been on top of or below of over the last basically year plus. On the soybean side, did get another couple soybean sales today. Again, smaller ones, routine ones, but still good to see that business there. But again, the bean market struggling with that 1020 level seems to be kind of a limiting factor on that November bean. Again, at least today trading a few pennies lower, but I think the key will be the close.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next. September means that harvest is about to begin in Iowa. The 2024 growing season has provided a lot of challenges with a wet spring for many parts of the state. But as always, there are excellent crops across Iowa that will soon be ready to harvest. It is very important to exercise safety during this essential part of the producer's year. Take the time to follow all safety instructions while harvesting so that you can take pride in the results of this year's hard work. Safety should be your number one priority when working to harvest this year's crop. Have a safe harvest from all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. December corn down 3.5 at 409 and a quarter. November soybeans down 4.25 at 1017 and a quarter. October soybean meal down 620 at 319.60. October soybean oil up 85 cents at 41.57. On the Merc, October live cattle down $2.17 at 177.05. September feeder cattle down 290 at 236.72. October lean hogs down 52 cents at 81.05. October pork cutout unchanged at 91.55. Class 3 milk down 2 pennies at 22.61. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.